Myrtle Beach is the beach. 60 miles of bright sand, water, and a wealth of wonderful music playing day and night. You can step into a simple beach bar and discover a surprising level of exciting musical talent. A place to kick back and groove to the enticing soundtrack of the most unexpected vacations around. With nothing but good vibes floating through the warm ocean air. Plan your own music-filled trip to America's Jukebox at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Radio 1 production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Welcome to the Long Play Lounge, hosted by Erica.
Hello, I'm Erica, and welcome to the Long Play Lounge. You know, after 10 years of soundtracking your evenings on 94.3 Radio 1 International, I realize that there is a stack load of interviews of all my celebrity guest artists that need to be heard by a wider audience. So, I've started a podcast to do just that. And together we can hang out with the A-listers that have been on my playlist, both current and past. The Long Play candid chats, behind-the-scene outtakes, intimate one-on-ones, and juicy bits of fun trivia will get you to bond with your global icon instantly. And if you happen to be in Mumbai, Delhi, Bangalore or Chennai, make sure you check into Drive with Erica on 94.3 Radio 1. It's the primetime evening show and it happens every weekday 4 to 9 p.m. Well, this podcast is a Radio 1 production and is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Well, Irish pop rockers The Script have been a favorite on our playlist from 2008. And when their current hits compilation album, Tales from The Script Greatest Hits, debuted at number one in October of 2021, both in the UK and home country Ireland, it was clear they are still very much loved. So that kind of triggered my memory, taking it back to my 2016 connect with drummer Glenn Power. I remember it was a chatty chat announcing their then new album, which was titled Number Three. And you're about to get some wonderful anecdotes. We're talking backstories, bromance, making their big global hits. It's all in this free-flowing conversation with drummer Glenn Power from The Script. I hope you enjoy it. You know, I have to talk to you about your band's influences. Very, very varied, from U2 to Coldplay to, you know, vintage stuff like The Police and Van Morrison. And, you know, network brilliant producers like Neptunes and Timbaland. So you're not really boxing yourselves in, are you?
No, I think the more influences you have, the better it is for you when you're going to create, because you can kind of throw a lot of different things into the pot. For us, we're all into so many different types of music that when we get in together, you know, it should be like a car crash, but in the end it actually turns into a song. So we're very lucky that we're all, you're not into the same things, you know, so it works out really well.
A little bit about the early days, Glenn. You know, Danny and Mark were establishing themselves as singer-songwriters in LA and producing and stuff when you hooked up with them. Is that when your story starts as a script?
My story started as a teammate in a hotel. No, I'm only joking. I met the lads. I met Mark in Dublin through some musical friends, and he invited me out to Los Angeles just to check out the scene over there and hang out. And when I got there, we went into a studio where Danny was, and Danny was working on some demos for himself. And Mark said, "Do you want to play on these?" And I said, "Yeah, why not?" So I jumped in on the drums and played in a couple of the demos, and Mark was playing guitar. And I came back to Dublin, and about 2 or 3 weeks later, Mark called me up and said he had played it to some record company people that he knew. And they asked him, "How long were we a band?" And he bluffed them and said, "We were a band about 6 or 7 months." And they said, "This is amazing, dude. We want to sign you." So he called me when I was in Dublin and said, "You're not going to believe this. They think we're a band and they want to sign us. Do you want to be in a band?" So I was like, "Why not? Let's do it."
That's amazing. So you worked your way backwards.
Yeah, and that's the truth of it. We really weren't trying to be a band. It was just a real matter of, I suppose, all the elements were there in the right place at the right time. So we just decided, let's see where we can go with this.
That's fantastic. It's like you were made for each other.
Well, you could say that. I don't know if it's... In a purely platonic way, yes.
Yes, of course. Your music is like fodder for the teen generation. Features a lot in television series, Ghost Whisperers, 90210, etc. Are you guys cool with that?
Absolutely. I mean, that's mass exposure. When you end up in a TV show like that, especially over in America, you know, your music is actually working for you. We were on a TV show called The Hills, and we actually appeared on that TV show. Well, I didn't know what that TV show was or how big it is in America. So we had went in and we did the recording, and about 2 months later, we were doing an acoustic show in Oklahoma, and when we walked into the room, the place went crazy. And afterwards, when they came up to meet us, all they were saying to us was, "Oh my god, you're the guys that were on The Hills." And I was like, "What the hell is The Hills? What is this?" So I realized the power of TV right there and then over in America. So yeah, it's very important.
Okay. You know, let's take you back to the beginning a little bit. In the beginning years of Script, Mark and you both went through some personal tragedies and the band kind of survived that. Did it bring a lot of depth into your songs and into your work, you think?
Yeah, I think not just the work, it will bring a lot of depth into your friendship as well as the music, because I think when you go through trials and tribulations and adversity like that, it definitely gives you more to talk about. And I think the best songs are the songs that are about, you know, real experiences. When people out there hear it, they can relate to that if they've been through something similar, and they don't feel so alone when they can relate to what you're talking about.
Let's talk about your early hit, We Cry. That tune got you guys recognition around 2008, got airplay on BBC Radio 1 and other stations. Yeah. What was that feeling like?
It was amazing. You know, the first day that song was played, we were in a splitter van which holds about 6 people. It was an amazing feeling to hear it on radio, because up to that point we were just wondering, would it sound good on radio? So it was great that we were all together when we heard it. So yeah, it was magic.
You know, we play a lot of your stuff on our playlist and we really love it here in Mumbai City.
Thanks very much. We can't wait to come there and perform for you guys.
And we can't wait to have you.
We can't wait to be had.
Right there. When your first debut album proved to, you know, be a hit, it went multi-platinum. What was that feeling like?
It was amazing. Like, we were hoping we'd get played on local radio, and that's the truth of it. We weren't sure where we would go with or how far it would go. And to get a number one like that, there were some tears shed, you know. As a fella says, yeah, I shed a tear from a glass eye. And if we had any glass eyes, we would have. We were just amazed. It was kind of like, after all those years of hard work, to finally get, you know, recognized that you're actually good at something, you know.
And then came, you know, Break Even, another top 10 for you in Ireland, and you know, hit 20 in the UK. And the Russians, they love you, don't they?
Oh wow, I didn't know that. That's great. We got to go to Russia, so
you do. You have to travel to Russia and meet the Irish there.
I'd say there's loads of Irish there. I bet you there's more Irish there than there is Russians.
There is. There are a few Irish in Mumbai City as well.
They're everywhere. I'm telling you.
Okay, let's move on to Science and Faith. You know, it's first single for the first time charted at home and the UK. The video has you two, Bono's daughter, in it.
Yes, we couldn't get Bono, so he sent his daughter down.
Not bad, not bad. He did pretty well, yeah. I must say.
Yeah, yeah. No, she, Eve Houston, she's actually a really great actress. The guy directing the video said to us, look, you know what, guys? It'd be great if you had an Irish person in this video. It would really help tie the song together. It was somebody like, you know, who's emigrated from Ireland. And he said, I know this actress over here, and it's actually, her name is Eve Houston. It's actually Bono's daughter. Do you think you could get her? So we were like, well, we could try. And through the people we know, we put the word out. And sure enough, she came back and said, yeah, she'd love to do it.
You know, Glenn, I wanted to talk to you about, you know, actually playing in front of a sold-out concert. I mean, 60,000 odd people have sometimes bought tickets to see you perform. What's that feeling like?
It's really hard to describe. It's kind of like you're terrified, you're excited, you're all of these feelings in one go. And then when you walk on stage after about 2 songs, it feels like the most natural thing in the world. It's just an amazing feeling. You just have to have faith in what you do and that you've prepared. I always say failing to prepare is preparing to fail. So if you've actually rehearsed enough and practiced enough and went through it all in your head, you'll be okay. But it does take a bit of faith, because it's kind of like walking a tightrope in front of many, many people, and there's always a chance you could fall.
You know, let's talk about your latest offering. It's creatively titled Number 3.
Yeah.
Your band is calling it kind of musical therapy. Explain that for me.
First of all, we call it 3 because it was probably the best time to call it 3. There's 3 in the band, 3rd album, and also where we made the music, the studio in London, the Number 3 is on the door. It was the 3rd room in the actual studio. So we just thought, okay, it feels like we should throw it to that.
You know, we have to talk about Hall of Fame, the Will I Am collaboration. I mean, how cool is he really?
He's really cool. I mean, honestly, he's so down to earth and such a nice person.
Let's talk about, you know, the future of the Script. What's in store for you guys?
I think just keep trying to grow the audiences, try and keep touring like we are, keep making good music, and hopefully, you know, grow the fan base and play bigger places. That's the plan. I think we're not even halfway. We'll just keep going until we get to play in the biggest places around the world.
Okay. You know what, Glenn, on my way out, just a quick question. If you had to pick colors to describe the three of you, what would they be?
Oh, that's a very interesting question. Never asked that one. I think I'd be blue, Mark would be red, and Danny would be pink.
Oh, he's pink. That's interesting.
Absolutely. He loves that.
Right,
and he
then.
Loves that. He wears pink socks. He loves it.
Okay. That's great. Thank you so much for joining us, Glenn. It's been such fun.
Thanks for talking to me and taking the time. Take care of yourself.
Well, for the trivia buff, here's a fun one. The Script are an Irish band and clearly loved in their home country. All of their albums have been to number one in Ireland, starting with their self-titled one in 2008, and they followed it up with Science and Faith, the album titled number three, No Sound Without Silence, Freedom Child, Sunsets and Full Moons, and of course their latest, a compilation called Tales from the Script Greatest Hits. So will seven be their lucky number going forward? Well, fans are hoping so as they look ahead to their world tour in 2022. And that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did bringing it to you. And yes, there's more uploaded for this season one. Now, please do drop us a text or email with your comments to erica_d_official or 94.3 Radio 1 India, both on Insta. We really work off your feedback and would love to know what you think and how we can improve and who we should try and interview next. We've got lots more interviews for you to enjoy this season, so binge on it or sample it slowly. You can decide. For more feedback, you can reach out to us on HT Smartcast. We are present across all social: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Clubhouse. And to listen to more podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.
This was a Radio 1 production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
Myrtle Beach is the beach. 60 miles of bright sand, water, and a wealth of wonderful music playing day and night. You can step into a simple beach bar and discover a surprising level of exciting musical talent. A place to kick back and groove to the enticing soundtrack of the most unexpected vacations around. With nothing but good vibes floating through the warm ocean air. Plan your own music-filled trip to America's Jukebox at visitmyrtlebeach.com.